This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dickey. COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the United States and Europe. In the U.S., the states of Oklahoma, Illinois, New Mexico, and Michigan were among states announcing new record highs in daily confirmed cases Saturday, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases over the weekend. In Italy, officials huddled with regional authorities to determine what new restrictions could be imposed as confirmed cases surpassed 500,000. Elsewhere in Europe, police in Warsaw, Poland, used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse protesters angry over new virus restrictions. The Interior Minister on Saturday branded the Naples protests unacceptable. U.S. President Donald Trump assured supporters packed shoulder to shoulder about a trio of rallies Saturday that were rounding the turn on the coronavirus and mocked challenger Joe Biden for raising alarms about the pandemic, despite surging cases around the country and more positive infections at the White House. Vice President Mike Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week, despite his exposure to a top aide who tested positive for the coronavirus. Pence himself tested negative, according to his office, under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria. The vice president is considered a close contact of his chief of staff, Mark Short, but will not quarantine. His spokesman, Devin O'Malley, said that Pence decided to maintain his travel schedule in consultation with the White House medical unit and in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Those guidelines require that essential workers exposed to someone with the virus closely monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 and wear a mask. This is